like I said, I'm just going to keep going no matter what. If it does it again, I'll move to another computer. I've got plans for this. I've been through it before. We're just going to keep going. I'm not going to let it get me in a bad mood. It's so annoying. I can't tell you how annoying it is. It's beyond annoying. Okay, guys, let's talk about this. Everything's about your eye being a dimension. I've shown you that all the time, that if your eye be single, your whole body's full of light, because you have one eye that's light and you have one eye that's dark. Here's a cool little way of looking at it. That one eye is good, one eye is evil. One eye is light, one eye is dark. God is up, Satan is down. Good is up, evil is down. Light is up, dark is down. God is up, Satan is down. And that's made manifest by our eyes. Our eyes are a dimensional trough. Let me show you a way of perceiving it. So you look at this hole right here in the middle of your eye called your pupil. Do you see it? If you look into it, just look at it. It's fascinating. And I put in one eye an upside down cross, making an arrow down. That represents one of your eyes. One eye goes to the pit. That the connection to the pit is a demon. The other eye goes to heaven. The connection is the angel. The king of heaven is El, the Almighty God. The king of the pit is Satan, Apollyon, the angel of the bottomless pit. So here, look at this. This is the dimension going to heaven. Here's a right side up cross in one eye. Here's an upside down cross in the other eye, representing the system. There's a good you and there's a bad you. You have good and evil both in you. There's a God in heaven that wants to take over your life. He wants you to surrender to him. He wants you to admit your guilt so he can convert you, invert your other eye, and then both eyes become one and you are back in touch with the Father. You are no longer your own worst enemy, contending with yourself. That's why the Bible says, "Arise, O sleeper, wake up from the dead, and Christ will give you light." So when you surrender to him, you raise your hand, you say you're guilty, you deserve your punishment, and you ask him to restore you, and you invite him to take over your temple. See, the guys in the music industry and a lot of other industries, when they want to sell out to the devil, they're literally just saying, "I'm inviting the devil to take over my temple." That's what they do. They'll say, "You know what, I'll sign away in blood," whatever they want to do. And then Satan will give them what they want in this life. And he will fully possess them by turning both their eyes down. And they shut the door to heaven. They're like, "Nope, I don't want that." And they're willing to turn against the Lord God and the Holy Spirit in order to have fame and fortune here. We're the other way. We want Jesus. I want to be restored back to the Father, and I'm willing to surrender my life and my temple back to him and saying, "Please forgive me of my sins. Take a fully possess this temple." You're really inviting the full possession of Christ to take over your temple is what you're doing. You're surrendering your temple to him. Before you get saved, you have a different spirit. Why do you think you have to be born again of the Spirit of the living God? Because see, now you have two spirits in you. You have a conflicting war going on inside of you. And I'm going to use the Bible to prove it. Here it is. "You were dead in your trespasses and your sins, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air." That's Satan. The spirit that works in the children of disobedience. So the prince of the power of the air. Now I want to give you just a mental concept. Think of a radio station of the airwaves. The prince of the power of the airwaves. Think of it as a connection. Okay, like a radio station that's dialed in. Okay, well, the one that runs you, the reason you got to get converted, turned up, the reason you got to get born again is because you have a connection to the pit, Satan. And that connection to the pit is your host body, because the flesh was the sin against God. All right, guys, here we go. I want you guys to know, absolutely happened again. Same thing they do. They do this all the time. I'll get going, just like my whole program disappeared. It disappeared. So I go back and I reboot things, get things going again. I get it going again. Then they throttle down my internet connection. It like goes to nothing. I can't open up anything, but I have my way around it. Here we are, right? We're still going, aren't we? Screw you guys. And when I say screw you guys, I'm talking to those that are working against me. There's an active attempt to stop me from showing you this. Guaranteed. There is forces working against me. Guaranteed. Okay, here you go. You see the dragon right here? Here's the eye of the dragon right here. Here's the other eye of the dragon right here. Here's the nose of the dragon. I'm gonna shrink it down. Here's the nose. Here's the open mouth. This is all the dragon. This is the Sistine Chapel. You see it right here? This whole thing is the face of the dragon. In this eye right here, you have all these angels that cannot support the cross. It's the race of beings that we are dying and withering. Now, let me show you what's going on in that eye. Let me show you. Look right here. Look at all these guys trying to hold up this cross. See, in their hand, his hands are tied behind the cross. Look at this. All these guys, look at their head. Look at that. That's not normal for hair. Those are horns. He's got horns on. Look, he's head down. Become the devil. See it? Now look at this. This guy has horns too. Look at this guy right here. See right here, the light, the change in light? He's got horns. Look here. He's got horns. What do you think? That's a Don King hairdo right there or something? No. They become the devil, the flesh, and they're trying to support the cross, and they can't do it. But watch what's going on right here. Look at this group right here. They're holding this crown, and they're taking off, and they're going to the other eye. Watch this. I mean, this is fascinating, you guys. Look at this. Watch. Look at this. So here the guys are that can't support it anymore. So this eye is effectively dying. These guys right here, look, they're skating off. They're going right through here. And there's a group of angels right here. And they're lifting up this beam. So here's the moat. Why dost thou consider the mote in thy brother's eye? The word means dried or withering. That's why Lady Gaga said her performance is about a new race of beings being birthed within the human race. Because one eye is slowly dying. The Bible says in the end of the world, the love of many will wax cold. Think of love. The love of many will wax cold because iniquity will abound. And one eye is dying. And the other eye of the dragon and Satan is opening all the way up. He's taking over the host body system because the angel of the bottomless pit is coming out of the pit, taking over the eyes of the entire system. It's a visual, you know, consciousness thing, taking over the consciousness.
Into the trap of laziness. Because we are saved, we know that we should be diligent and make a habit of prayer, the word, evangelism, and the work of the kingdom. Laziness squanders your potential and wastes the time that you've been given by God. So, how do you break from laziness? Laziness is difficult to overcome if you believe the lie that you're not responsible for it. Neither is having lazy tendencies an excuse unto itself. Laziness can be overcome through the exercise of your free will. It's not easy, but it is simple. Take this as your sign to be diligent. To get moving, you have to get moving. To take action, you have to choose to take action. Don't worry about perfection. Simply aim for daily progress. The proof that you truly believe in prayer is that you actually pray. When you become absolutely convinced that God indeed does hear you, that your prayers do in fact make a difference, and that prayer actually has the power to transform you and everything around you, you'll begin to pray, and consistently so. Those who believe in prayer, pray.
I received a message from Jesus I shared on last live stream. It's time, finally. It could be days away now. Here is a message from December 15th, 2022, in the morning. My son, I want all my children to be watching and anticipating the great day. The great day of my arrival in the air. Once Gabriel the Archangel sounds the shofar, the event begins. My son, you and many others will be surrounded instantly by me in glory. My son, those that doubt you are a messenger will be shown the truth in all its splendor. My son, be ye ready, for the day you think not, the Son of Man comes. Remember, tell my children, the clock is ticking down for you all, even though there is no clock in my kingdom. Yahshua HaMashiach. I'm going home where the streets are golden. God bless and shalom.
There are a lot of sounds you might expect to hear on a hike. Wind blowing, birds singing, animals frolicking. But how about a weird chanting floating up from the sewer? According to Redditor Critical Journalist 67, they were on a hike with only their dog for company when they thought they heard some kind of strange music. They took out their phone to capture the bizarre event. Footage shows an old-looking sewer cover. Through the holes in the cover, we can hear what sounds like echoing music coming up from somewhere deep within the sewer. It almost sounds like some sort of chanting. The Redditor only records for a few seconds before getting too freaked out to record any longer. What do you think could have been making that sound? Some viewers suggested that perhaps a cult has taken up residence deep within the sewer and that they are up to something nefarious. More down-to-earth suggestions said it could just be the wind and it happens to sound like music or chanting. Either way, it'd be unnerving to stumble upon this while on a hike out in the middle of nowhere.
Hey everyone, hey brothers and sisters, welcome back. I'm not sure I'm saying this name properly, but Quinn XCII, I don't know the Roman numeral there, Quinn XCII is a famous music artist. Here's some artwork on his social media. I believe this is a drawing of him. He's doing one-eye symbolism. Just like he's doing here with his toque, he's doing one-eye symbolism. That's the Eye of Horus there. He's successful in this current fallen world, so he has the sign of success, which is not A-OK, it's 666. He's got an album cover with an astronaut on it, going into fake space, no doubt. And what goes along with the fake space? Doing the Freemason hidden hand. You know, just like Buzz Aldrin, who went to the moon, right? Today we celebrate Freemason and astronaut Buzz Aldrin. You know Buzz Aldrin that does 666 in the Eye of Horus? Quinn XCII, he's got an astronaut on his album cover. He hides his hand the way a Freemason would do. One of the men that landed on God's light in the sky was Buzz Aldrin, the Freemason, who does 666 over his eye. God bless you, everyone.
Someone say glory.
Quelqu'un dit gloire.
I'm going to hear from this dear lady. Say glory.
Glory, glory, hallelujah. Jesus is here to heal and save. Hallelujah.
Jésus est ici pour guérir et sauver.
He already touched me tonight. When we were praising the Lord, my body started feeling warm and my spirit was believing that he's going to heal my hips that are replaced. But someone said that Jesus is able to replace it the whole way that he created me.
Well, come on, sister. Come on. Alors viens, ma sœur. Loué soit Seigneur.
Glory to God.
What's your name?
Hortensia. Hortensia.
Hortensia. Jesus is the healer. He knows how to spell your name.
Jesus, c'est celui qui peut pépler ton nom.
All right, what's wrong with your hips?
I have them replaced because of rheumatoid arthritis that I started when I was...
That's the power of Jesus on your hips.
C'est la puissance de Dieu maintenant sur tes hanches.
That is the power of Jesus on you now.
Maintenant, la puissance de Dieu sur toi.
On your hips. Close your eyes. I can't help you.
Ferme tes yeux.
Jesus is present.
Jésus est présent.
He's healing. Oh, that's a power. That's the power of Jesus Christ going through those hips.
Sur ses hanches.
Be healed.
Sois guéri.
In Jesus' name.
Au nom de Jésus.
There you go.
Et voilà.
Okay.
C'est bon.
What did you feel?
Qu'est-ce que vous avez ressenti?
I feel light.
Je me sens légère.
Very light.
Alors on va off se promener
go,
un
off
peu
you
ensemble.
Go. Someone voilà. Say praise the Lord.
Quelqu'un dit loué le Seigneur.
At the bus station, and Jermaine, who just got his knees healed, is going to pray for this man, who's Chris. And Chris was on a ship. In the ocean, and he was jogging in the military. But anyway, he hurt his knee really badly. And you had fragments in there they had to remove, huh? Of
yeah.
Bone fragments.
Oh, yeah. 3 months later.
Yes. And how long ago did this happen?
In 82.
Perfect. Perfect. So it's been a lot of years. Anybody can do the math on that? How many years is that? 30-some-odd years?
35 at least.
35. So you have had pain for 35 years in this knee. It's never...
Well, it's gotten worse.
It's gotten worse. Okay.
Yeah.
So you have been, without being pain-free, you've had pain steadily, to some degree, for 35 years.
Yes.
So God's going to take your pain away right now, and you'll be able to test it. I know, that's shocking, isn't it? I say things that are a little bit outrageous.
Yeah, I've asked them before. And
okay. Well, it's going to happen today, and when it does, I want you to be totally honest with us. Don't be nice. Test it out, and tell us what's going on, okay? All right?
Okay.
So all you got to do, brother, is just relax, and Jermaine's going to pray for you. So Jermaine is going to put his hand right there. Go ahead, Jermaine. And I'm going to let Jermaine pray, and we're just going to wait for a moment here. And all you got to do, Chris, is relax. Go ahead, Jermaine.
Father God, thank you for Chris. Thank you for the fact that you love Chris infinitely, just like you love Jesus Christ, your son, and all the rest of us, your sons as well. Father God, I command any pain that has infiltrated Chris's body to leave in the name of Jesus. Right now, I command it to go. I loose you in the name of Jesus. I rebuke you, as your word says. I command this pain to go in the name of Jesus, and I thank you for his healing, Father God.
And I would command the knee to be restored.
Also, God, I command this knee to be 100% restored. In the name of Jesus, right now as well. All the ligaments, tendons, meniscus, kneecap, patella, every single cell, cartilage, whatever's going on in this knee, I can actually feel it moving a little bit right now.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Father God, I command all that pain to go and everything to be restored in Jesus' name. Holy Ghost, come upon Chris right now. Amen.
All right, Chris, so be totally honest. As weird as this encounter is, I want you to move that knee, test that knee, look for pain.
Wow.
There's no pain, is there?
There's a lot less, yeah.
Is there any pain at all, really, any? Right now.
I just did the same thing,
right? Same expression.
Wow.
There's no pain, is there?
Wow.
Now, look, before we... That's kind of shocking, isn't it? Isn't that awesome? Do you know why that happened?
A little faith?
Because Jesus loves you, man. That's why. That's why we're here right now. He knew. He loves you, man. Do you know Jesus?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Man. Look at you, man.
Yeah.
Is this awesome?
Oh, my God.
I blew both mine, man. Mine are healed today as well.
I Isn't Jesus good?
I had a donor ligament from somebody
else.
Yeah,
dude.
The whole nine. I could barely bend my knees.
Yeah, no pain.
And I'd be
first time in 35 years, right?
Minus 15.
Yeah, I don't know if you see the tear in my eye, but...
Oh, this is awesome. Wow. Hey, you know what? God loves you so much, man. And I want to tell you this. I gave you a card, right? I know you're kind of in shock. You'll be in shock for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I gave you a card. So, are you, I know, you're just blown away, aren't you?
Yeah,
God is so good. God is so good. So, are you fellowshipping with any believers right now?
I have friends who are, but, yeah,
you know,
that is,
Yeah, you live around here?
Edmonds.
I live in Edmonds, too. Why don't you look me up at church? If you would like, here's what I do, is... Watch some of my videos on YouTube. Look up my name, okay? Watch the videos. You'll see hundreds and hundreds of people being healed. But I take people out. I take people out, like these two men, and I train them, and you can heal people too. Everybody can.
Yeah.
Everybody can.
We could do some more of that.
So look me up, okay? Give me a call. I would love, in fact, I'll take you to lunch if you like, okay? All right, Chris?
I should take you to lunch.
Well, God bless you, man.
Thank you,
God
for you too.
Thanks for letting us pray for you, Chris.
Take me to your